Yes, we do want a state. Every nation on earth, every normal nation, beginning with the smallest and the humblest, who do not claim any merit, any role in humanity's development. They all have states of their own. That is the normal condition for a people. Yet when we, the most abnormal of peoples, and therefore the most unfortunate, ask only for the same conditions as the Albanians enjoy, to say nothing of the French and the English, then it is called too much. Welcome to Jerusalem 365, episode 178. Ben-Gurion and Jabotinsky before the Peel Commission. I'm Mayor Soloveitchik. In the Chappelle collection, there is a remarkable 1956 letter from Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion to Professor Chanoch Albeck, writing in response to a query presented by Albeck to the Israeli leader. Albeck inquired regarding the 1930s Peel Commission, before which Ben-Gurion had himself testified, a commission that ultimately proposed partitioning British Mandate Palestine into three sections, with part of the Galil and the northern coast becoming a Jewish state. Professor Albeck wrote to inquire from the Prime Minister what he, Ben-Gurion, thought might have occurred had a Jewish state been born in that era instead of in 1948. I will quote the letter in Hebrew and then in the provided English translation. Ben-Gurion wrote, Shalom Rav. קיבלתי מכתבך כל זה היה נכון. אילו קמה המדינה, לא בשנת 1948, אלא בשנת 1937, ולא היו נשמדים 6 מיליונים יהודים באירופה. מעמדה של מדינת ישראל היה שונה לגמרי. מה הן 11 שנה בתולדות עמנו, המונה אלפי שנה, אבל הבדל כל קצר בזמן, הוא בעל חשיבות כל גדולה, וחמורה לעמנו ולעתידה של ישראל. בהערכה רבה, דוד בן-גוריון, ראש הממשלה ושר הביטחון. Dear sir, I received your letter. All this would be correct if the state had been established not in 1948 but in 1937, and if millions of Jews in Europe had not been annihilated, the situation of the state of Israel would have been entirely different. What are 11 years in the history of our people, which stretches back thousands of years, but so short a time difference is of great and serious significance to our people and to the future of Israel. With great respect, David Ben-Gurion, Prime Minister and Minister of Defense. End quote. To return to the past is always to ponder what might have occurred. And it is also striking to return to that moment in order to read the testimony that was offered to the commission at that time. There, one will find words from two very different Jewish leaders. Words that still speak to us today. Following the rise of Hitler, immigration by Jews to the Holy Land increased profoundly. Simon Sebag Montefiore summarizes the statistics, quote, immigration which had slowed down now accelerated in a way that forever changed the demographic balance. In 1933, 37,000 Jews arrived in Palestine, 45,000 in 1934. By 1936, there were 100,000 Jews in Jerusalem, compared to 60,000 Christian and Muslim Arabs, end quote. Following this immigration, an Arab revolt was launched in the Holy Land in 1936, with the Mufti again at its center. This revolt again targeted Jews and was launched against British rule. In response, London organized a commission led by Lord Peel. The commission met in both England and in the Holy Land and took testimony from both Zionist and Arab leaders. Testimony was given by both David Ben-Gurion and Vladimir Zev Jabotinsky. It is on fascinating selections from their words that our episode focuses today. Perhaps the most interesting passage in Ben-Gurion's testimony came toward the beginning when he said to Lord Peel, quote, our right in Palestine is not derived from the Mandate and the Balfour Declaration. It is prior to that. I believe it was said by the chairman of the Royal Commission or perhaps one of his colleagues, that the mandate is our Bible. And Lord Peel replied, did I ever go as far as that? And Ben-Gurion said, it may be it was one of your colleagues. We should be glad to hear you say it. But I say, on behalf of the Jews, that the Bible is our mandate, the Bible which was written by us in our own language, in Hebrew, in this very country. That is our mandate. Our right is as old as the Jewish people. It was only the recognition of this right which was expressed in the Balfour Declaration and the mandate. It is stated in the mandate that it recognizes the right of the Jewish people to reconstitute their national home. End quote. Later in his testimony, Ben-Gurion devoutly defended the right of every Jew everywhere on earth to travel to the Holy Land to make it his or her home. He said, quote, "When the Balfour Declaration was made, there were 60,000 Jews here. It was not only the right of those 60,000. Now we are 400,000, and it is not only the right of these 400,000. It is because we are the children of the Jewish people, and it is the only homeland of the Jewish people, that we have rights in this country. We are returning to Palestine, and we gladly and without qualification admit one very essential limit, and that limit is the rights of the inhabitants of Palestine not to be injured. Nothing shall be taken away from them which they need for their existence and for their well-being. We came to add, not to take away. We came to create. We may and we will come, and we are entitled to come, as long as the Jewish problem is not solved, as long as there is need for Jews to come to Palestine, and there is a place for them in Palestine, without displacing others. We are not buying a national home. We are not conquering it. We are recreating it. This is the great importance which Jewish labor and self-work play in our national movement. As a child cannot be bought of another woman, a mother must give birth to her child. So the people itself must give birth to, must create by its own effort, by its own work, its country, its homeland. That is why we insist that our work in Palestine, the fields which we are plowing, the factories in which we are working, the houses we are living in, must all be done by ourselves. Otherwise, we shall not be entitled to call it ours, ours in the sense in which a people call a land its own land." End quote. These were the words delivered by Ben-Gurion to the Peel Commission in January of 1937. Then, in February, Jabotinsky addressed the commission, not in the Holy Land, from which he was banned by the British, but rather in London. And it was in London that Jabotinsky, so fluent in so many languages, so well read, referenced one of the most famous passages in one of the most famous examples of British literature. He said, quote, "Whenever I hear the Zionist, most often my own party, accused of asking for too much, gentlemen, I really cannot understand it. Yes, we do want a state. Every nation on earth, every normal nation, beginning with the smallest and the humblest, who do not claim any merit, any role in humanity's development, they all have states of their own. That is the normal condition for a people. Yet when we, the most abnormal of peoples, and therefore the most unfortunate, ask only for the same conditions as the Albanians enjoy, to say nothing of the French and the English, then it is called too much. I should understand it if the answer were, it is impossible. But when the answer is, it is too much, I cannot understand it. I would remind you, excuse me for quoting an example known to every one of you, of the commotion which was produced in that famous institution when Oliver Twist came and asked for more. He said more because he did not know how to express it. What Oliver Twist really meant was this: will you just give me that normal portion which is necessary for a boy of my age to be able to live? I assure you, Jabotinsky continued, that you face here today in the Jewish people with its demands an Oliver Twist who has, unfortunately, no concessions to make. What can be the concessions? We have got to save millions, many millions." End quote. It is classic Jabotinsky, a reference that highlights his incredible literacy, but also which reflects his deep understanding that European Jewry faced a terrible, terrible danger. Jabotinsky then continued by eloquently arguing to the members of the Peel Commission that the Jews in the Holy Land ought to have been allowed by the British to take an official part in their own defense, hand in hand with British forces. He said, quote, "You know very well we have sufficient numbers of splendid youth out there in Palestine, trained youth. Had they been allowed to take their due part, had they been made use of from the beginning, the riots would not have taken these dimensions. Why has it been found necessary to convey to every Arab that the Jews are incapable of defending themselves? We have been asking, we have been demanding it on our knees. Let us defend the country. It was turned down. On the contrary, an exaggerated number of British battalions were sent out to Palestine. 23 British battalions, 1/6 of the Imperial Army, almost. 6 brigades to settle disorders in a country which is not 1/1000th part of the British Empire, making the man in the street think all the king's horses and all the king's men are being sent." End quote. The words of Ben-Gurion and Jabotinsky were spoken in a very different age, but they are striking to read today, for they summon us back to a time of incredible desperation. We know, ladies and gentlemen, what occurred next. In the face of massive Arab opposition to the Peel Commission proposal, the British, as we will discuss in later episodes, ultimately issued a white paper that would effectively halt Jewish immigration to British Mandate Palestine at precisely the moment when the Jewish people needed the doors to the Holy Land open most. We remember this as we prepare to mark Yom HaShoah. And since we also prepare to mark Israel's 75th anniversary, I will close this episode by citing words said by President George W. Bush in Israel's Knesset, marking Israel's 60th anniversary. Words that referenced the horror of the Holocaust, and also words that strikingly paralleled Ben-Gurion's reference to the Bible in his Peel Commission testimony. President Bush said, quote, "The alliance between our governments is unbreakable, yet the source of our friendship runs deeper than any treaty. It is grounded in the shared spirit of our people, the bonds of the book, the ties of the soul. When William Bradford stepped off the Mayflower in 1620, he quoted the words of Jeremiah, 'Come, let us declare in Zion the word of God.' The founders of my country saw a new promised land and bestowed upon their towns names like Bethlehem and New Canaan. And in time, many Americans became passionate advocates for a Jewish state. Centuries of suffering and sacrifice would pass before the dream was fulfilled. The Jewish people endured the agony of the pogroms, the tragedy of the Great War, and the horror of the Holocaust, what Elie Wiesel called the kingdom of the night. Soulless men took away lives and broke apart families. Yet they could not take away the spirit of the Jewish people, and they could not break the promise of God." End quote. This is Meir Soloveitchik, wishing you all a joyful and meaningful end to Pesach. Looking forward to learning together next week. Signing off.